Test 69, Section 3, Question 4. This is a structure question, so we want to describe what the evidence does. Stats records probably often reflect as much about the motives and methods of those who compile or cite them as they do about the incidents. So it's saying it's telling you about who makes them and who quotes them. The police may underreport crime in order to convey the impression of their own success, or overreport crime to make the case for a budget increase. So they could, you know, underreport or overreport. Politicians may magnify crime to get elected or minimize it to remain. Newspapers, of course, often sensationalize crime stats to increase readership. So basically what it does is it gives several examples of different examples of people who are kind of will tweak stats to kind of make them help their position. So evaluating evidence for and against its conclusion? No. Citing examples in support? That sounds kind of like what we said. Deriving implications of a generalization that it assumes to be true. It's not the implications. Those were the pieces of evidence in favor of it. So the first sentence is the conclusion, and then all the other things are evidence to support that, and they're examples of that conclusion. Enumerating problems for which it proposes a general solution. There's actually no solution proposed here. And then showing how evidence that apparently contradicts its conclusion actually supports it. It never gives any contradictory evidence. And so B would be our correct answer. It cites examples, and that's kind of what we predicted beforehand.